Track 12. Remember that the ring-tailed lemur is closely related to you. It may even be quite similar to your direct ancestor. Does the lemur skull seem like a human skull? There are obviously a lot of differences, but let's focus on the teeth for now. Because teeth are the primary way in which animals interact with their food, the shape and type of teeth can tell biologists a lot about what an animal is like. Now we'll examine the dentition of the lemur, a chacma baboon, and humans to try and determine which animals are most closely related. If you feel the lemur's jaw, you'll notice that they have one big fang-like tooth on each side of the upper and lower mouth. Feel your own mouth and try to find the same tooth. You have one, but it's smaller and less pointed. These teeth, called canines, are used in many mammals to grab onto prey, like a wolf dragging a deer down by the mouth. In primates, these teeth are instead primarily used for display and are sexually dimorphic, meaning that the size differs between the sexes. Pick up the baboon skull and feel the canine teeth. What do you notice about them? You should have realized, they're huge. The canine teeth in these baboons are used in antagonistic displays between males. The females, instead, have very little canine development, and the skulls in general are less robust. In the baboon skull, notice also the huge furrows above the jaw that follow the canine teeth up towards the eye. These teeth are so huge that the animal needs robust bracing in the skull to support lever forces acting on the canines. Feel between your nose and your canine teeth, and you'll also notice these furrows. But they're a lot smaller, just as your canine teeth are smaller.